and you are listening to Co-op Radio FM 102.7. And this is Collect Perspectives, and this is part of the broadcast Against Borders for let's not have a world full of fence builders putting up barriers between each other's. That's not a way to go. And we have guests here, Mandeep from No One Is Illegal.
Hi.
Hello, hello. And Mike, who is also working with SIPO and No One Is Illegal.
How's it going?
Thank you very much for coming on the show and doing the groundwork for such an important issue and getting this out there. So this is the lead up for I liked what MTS said there. Dare I say the national event for raises the question. But this isn't a debate about Canadian sovereignty. This show, that can be next week. In across Canada, immigration always being there in the background, simmering away for various reasons, and status in one form or another since the inception of the country has always been a hot topic, whether to allow the French or the Métis or voting rights for natives or the head tax on other people who were non-white. And it's always been a struggle and a push for equality here, putting aside the obvious around native rights. This has largely been a nation built by white people for white people and to protect their privilege. So although I'm a white person myself, it's one of those things you can't, if the score is uneven when you start the game, it's just not a fair game. So it's what needs to be done is to level the playing field. So Mandeep, you want to give a little background on how this whole status for all, this current campaign came about? What was the instigation and what's been going on lately?
Sure. So the march in Vancouver anyway is being organized by Status Coalition, which is a coalition of immigrant-based sort of community groups covering lots of different communities like Latino, Middle Eastern, South Asian, Black, Chinese. I'm probably forgetting some, so forgive me. But this coalition came about quite a while ago, like over, I guess, a year and a half ago now. And we've been sort of putting on different activities every once in a while, and the idea for the march on the 27th, this Saturday, sort of came out about like from conversations with people across the country. And as you mentioned, there's marches happening in 8 different cities actually on Saturday, and so with some discussion there, brought back to the coalition, and everyone was pretty excited with everything that's been going on in the United States. It's been great inspiration for people in this country to take to the streets.